Yeah, young, yeah. Turn the music up, turn the lights down, I'm in my zone. For granting me this moment of clarity, this moment of honesty, the world will fill my trunk. Hard knock lifetime, a gift and a curse. I gave you volume at the volume of my words, so you can feel my troops. I built the dynasty by being one of the realest niggas out, way beyond the reason. I can't feel my shoes. Print beginning to that black album ending. Listen close, you hear what I'm about. Nigga, feel my truth. Pop died, didn't cry, didn't know him that well. Between him doing heroin and me doing crack sales, with that in the eggshell, standing at the tabernacle, rather the church, pretending to be hurt, wouldn't work. So a smirk was all on my face, like damn, that man's face is just like my face. So Pop, I forgive you for all the shit that I lived through. It wasn't all your fault, homie, you got caught. And to the same game I fought, that Uncle Ray lost, my big brothers and so many others I saw. I'm just glad we got to see each other, talk and re-meet each other. Save a place in heaven till the next time we meet forever.
All I can do is scream, hello, hello, hello. Thank you guys so much for coming back. If you are back to listening to the show after all of these months, thank you, thank you, thank you from the depths of my soul. I thank you. I have not recorded an episode since August. I am nervous. I am rusty. But I did this a few times, so I'm hoping that, you know, it just begins to come back to me, because I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, how does this even go? Hopefully my thoughts are not all over the place and everything makes sense and is cohesive and succinct. Okay. How are you guys? Oh my gosh. I'm so happy to have you back. I'm so happy to be back for you, with you, doing this. It makes me so happy. We'll get into it. We're going to get into everything, all of the questions as to where the hell I have been and what I've been doing or haven't been doing. Yeah, we're going to get into all of that. Want to get all the formalities out the way. I hope that this episode finds you well. This is season 2 of Tay's Tidbits. Episode 18, I believe. I think it's 18. Clearly, I've lost count. It's been months. But this is a new season. I am starting a whole new series on this podcast. I have so much that I want to discuss with you guys. But before, I would like to have a little fun. Let's see what my boy is talking about over here.
Turn the fucking beat on.
Hey, welcome back, guys. Yeah.
We back. SP had to switch back to Don Perignon and rap, baby. Cock and run to stand the business. Son of a bitch. Double R. Look at me now. Kiss the game goodbye.
I got beef with the feds and the DA. I got footage of the game, press replay. I got bitches in the club all over me. Mine, take it easy. And y'all scared, I could tell. And I'ma get bucks like Milwaukee, cause like Sam, I could sell. I'm that nigga, y'all know that. Bang you in the yard, then slide off on the early go back. In the streets, I flash the cannon like Kodak. And I spray threes, so say cheese. Already told you I'm looking for enemies. Double R, so of course it's better. I love cornrows and Farrah Fawcett feathers. It's a message in a glass bottle, read the letter. Money in the bank, membership, Visa, sweaters. And we ride all D-I-E together. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands up. Nah, fuck that, put your hands down. Come on, put your hands down.
Okay, so I just realized something. If you know me, then this is not news to you. Hove and Jadakiss are my top two favorite rappers. But as I was listening to both of those songs, I realized that the wordsmith in me appreciates a good double entendre, or even triple entendre, depending on the talent level. And Jadakiss and Jay are both great at that. I think if you, I don't know if that's like I'm going to be completely honest here. Okay, Jason, we'll be back. I do not listen to a lot of rappers. That is just the honest truth. This has nothing to do with anything, but just a thought. So here we are. And I would not know. I would think that the ability to play with words would be common amongst most good rappers. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I can only speak to the ones that I'm familiar with. And I'm incredibly familiar with Jadakiss and obviously familiar with Hove. So I was just like, yes, Bucks like Milwaukee, cuz like Sam, I could sell. Oh, he's so good. Love him. Anyway, what's up, you guys? I'm asking questions like I'm getting an answer, but y'all know how I conduct my business over here on this show, and I like the conversation of it. I missed you guys so much. I thought about you so much. I felt very guilty in a lot of ways for disappointing you, but I also have maintained all throughout season one and will continue to maintain that I'm not putting a shitty product out just for the sake of putting content out. This means a great deal to me, and if it's not right, I cannot fake it. I think by starting this show off in a very vulnerable, honest, transparent way, it's made it incredibly hard for me to just, you know, put on a brave face and push through. I do not plan on stopping again. I hope that everything stays on the trajectory that it is on. But baby, life came to kick my ass. And yeah, there's so much that I can say, and I will say. It's what the fuck we're here for. Hey. But it, for me, the bigger picture was I came into this studio and I spoke to you guys about boundaries and loving yourself and relationships with other people and, you know, all of these great, wonderful, healthy things, right? And I was living a life recently completely to the contrary. And what I'm not going to be is a hypocrite. So while I could have just been like, you know, whatever, this is my life, these are my choices, this is still the truth, and these are still the facts, and these things are still right, I was not able to separate those things because this podcast is my life. I am speaking about my life. I am not speaking about concepts. I'm not speaking about hot topics and celebrities and you know, Twitter and the internet. This is my real motherfucking life. Like, everything that comes out of my mouth are things that I have gone through and experienced, witnessed firsthand, not something I read in a book or something that somebody told me. Yes, I will use those things as sources to support, you know, my thoughts and my statements, but this is not a game for me. It's not a joke. So I said all of that not to defend my decision to step away, but just so that you guys understand, I was in an incredibly bad way, and mentally I was not in a space to do a lot of things, and this was definitely not something that I could offer on the level that I'm accustomed to offering it. So I felt like after almost 20 episodes and a decent listenership, that there was a brand and that there was a standard and that there were expectations. And yes, I do feel like I owe you guys to present you with a quality product. And baby, there was nothing quality about where I was and what I was going through. So what was that? Happy New Year, by the way, 2022. Definitely excited about a new year. I feel like I said that in 2021, but it became an entire motherfucking shit show. I keep cursing. I'm probably going to curse a lot. I'm getting a lot out, okay? I'm getting it out. If I'm offending you, I apologize. I don't typically curse a lot. I do curse. I'm a grown woman, but I don't typically just, you know, curse like that. So it may be jarring to some people. I apologize in advance. We're going to work through it. We're going to work through all of it. We're going to get through all of it. This feels like a completely different experience for me because I was pretty adamant about not speaking to specific situations in season one. I didn't want to speak about specific people and circumstances and things that happened for anybody who was listening to maybe be able, outside of my closest friends and family, to be able to put the dots together and to guess what I was talking about. Well, that's going out the window. I'm getting to the shit today. I'm talking about it all. So if there is something that you hear and you're able to put the dots together and figure out who I'm talking about or what I'm talking about, then, you know, I don't know. Blessings be unto you. I don't know what to say. Like, I don't care. This is my life. This is my truth. And if you don't want me to talk about you on this podcast, maybe you shouldn't have done anything to me. I don't know. Just a thought. So coronavirus is still a thing. Almost 2 years later, I honestly cannot believe that we are still doing, I don't know, I don't say doing, but we're still fighting or in the middle or even in the midst of a pandemic almost 2 years later. I have my thoughts, but I don't want to get political in the middle of all of that shit. But it's just, to me, it's just really, really crazy. I'm not opposed to them shutting everything down, although I know from an economical standpoint, that's probably not going to happen. So, stay safe, guys. I just, you know, that's all I really have to say. You know, vaccination, not vaccination, however you feel about it. It's your personal choice, 1,000%. Stay safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Stay, you know, away from people if you can. Do what you can. I go into an office every day, so I don't work from home. So I get it. I'm around people. Not a whole lot of people, but I am around people every single day. But outside of that, you might catch me in Kroger getting food for my kids and wine. Like, I don't fucking go anywhere. I'm not, like, this is insane. Like, I had COVID already. I am vaccinated with a booster. I don't want to get sick again. I feel like I'm doing my part, and I don't want to experience being sick again. And I also don't want to get anybody else sick. So that's just my thought on it. That was, you know, my two cents, my little bit. I don't have anything else to say about that, but I just want the best for you guys. So just take care of yourself. That's all. As it pertains to COVID-19, Omicron, Omarion, touch, whatever variant, whatever the fuck is going on right now. This shit is crazy. I remember at one point I used to open like the CDC website and CNN, and I was constantly reading. And I'm like, I can't, my mind can't even take it anymore. So if I'm being 1,000% honest, the majority of the information I get is probably from Twitter and Instagram, because I just can't do it. I'm like, y'all said this, but here we are experiencing this. So okay. Anyway, let's get to the shits. The majority of this episode is going to be about dating. That's really just what it is. I thought that it would be that I had so much that I wanted to say that it would be, you know, just a compilation of a bunch of different topics, but it won't. I'm going to focus on dating today, and I'm going to create just like somewhat of a series where I just go through the things that are in my head on the next episode and subsequent episodes. Thank you guys for just rocking with me and accepting me and just the way that I do things on this podcast. There are so many podcasts that you can listen to. There are so many professional, polished people who are behind this, not this particular one, or maybe, are behind a microphone and who do this shit very, very well. But here you are listening to me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed by you. I'm blessed by your support. I'm blessed by your love. It is not lost on me at all. I appreciate you. I will not stop telling you guys how much I appreciate you. Thank you so very much for supporting this show. It is not only a catalyst for change, for the change of other people, it is healing for me. So it's good. It's good for me to be here. It's good for me to be doing this. It's positive. And I'm very, very, very glad to be back with you. I, again, don't anticipate that what I went through over the course of the last 5 to 6 months will happen again. So you got me back. I'm here. For as long as you guys will have me, I said that before, as long as you will listen, I will show up and I will record these episodes for you and for me. 'Cause Lord knows I need the catharticism of releasing all of these emotions, thoughts, feelings. That's why I'm always screaming and making random sounds, and it's all about the release, guys. It's all about the release. You know, find whatever works for you as far as releasing pinned up emotions. It's so healthy, whether it's like punching a bag in boxing or kickboxing or, I don't know, running, jumping, swimming, yelling, singing, poetry, open mic, writing, rapping, whatever it is, let that shit out, yo. Because I can promise you that you may not know, because I know for me, there are so many times that I have literally, because mine is talking, that's how I release. And I didn't even realize that I needed to have certain conversations. I didn't even realize that there were things that I needed to get out. Shout out to Jessica. I've shouted Jessica out on this podcast before. Y'all gonna know who my people are, because I'm not gonna stop shouting them out. I love Jessica very much. Said that before. Not gonna change. New year, same love. She and I had a conversation, I guess it's last week, maybe about a week ago at this point. And it just became just such a blissful conversation. And, you know, I was tearing up and crying. And I did not know. I was not feeling that energy inside of me that needed to come out. So I said all of that to say, do those things, whatever those things are that make you feel like you're releasing energy and they feel good, do them. Because sometimes there are things that are bottled up on the inside of you and you don't even realize that they need to come out. And when you start to do those things, you release that energy and you release that energy. And it's so much better for you and you're so much better for it. You guys know how I feel about therapy. There's nothing new that I need to say as far as, you know, my advocacy for therapy. I do believe in psychotherapy. It is what it is. And I think that the process of talking to someone is incredibly beneficial for one's mental well-being, period. One, man, woman. Boy, my children go to therapy. So like, I don't believe that it's just an adult thing. I just believe that we sometimes get to the point of being so traumatized that we realize in our adulthood, because of whatever, like, you know, financially we can afford it or whatever, that it needs to happen. But my children have sat in front of counselors and talked through their feelings. It is always a good thing. It's always a good thing. And I think to that point, doing other things to release energy is, it's just doubly as dope when you're, you know, talking to somebody and journaling, or talking to somebody and meditating, talking to somebody and exercising. New year, same struggles. Here we are. Okay. So here's where I want to start. I was having a conversation with someone, and I think that a lot of times I reference conversations that I have with people because the human experience and connection is really what the basis of this show is. So my experiences and my relationships and my connections with people, those things are the driving force of the podcast. So a lot of times you'll hear me speaking as it pertains to other people in my life and how I relate to them. So I was having a conversation with someone about dating, and they asked me, have you ever, I could be paraphrasing, apologize if I do, I don't remember the exact language, but it was to the effect of, have you ever in your life dated just to date? Have you ever given yourself permission to, you know, just date? I know you were married for a long time, and what, you know, what did that look like prior to your marriage? And I said, I got married at 27. So prior to being married, there was a very short period of time where I did date. I said, but if I'm being honest, I was a pick me. I was mentally the person who thought that dating was for the purpose of relationship and somewhere down the line, marriage. So I would have fun and I would date, but most of the majority of the time, I assumed that if a man was interested in me, was showing me any type of affection or attention, that he wanted to be my man. And I think that a lot of women think the same way, because we are taught to aspire to being someone's girlfriend, woman, wife. It's not all our fault. So after I got out of my marriage, I realized, now again, we're talking about me in my mid to late 30s, right? So it was okay. I feel like when you start to get older, you give yourself permission or permissions that you did not have when you were younger. In your 20s, your concern is what people think, what people say. You're affected a lot by what is considered or deemed to be normal. It may be based on your friend group, your family, society, what have you. As you grow into your 30s and into your 40s, you really stop giving a fuck. You do what you want to do because you want to do it, and you don't really care what it looks like to somebody else, whether they agree or they disagree, or if they're going in that same direction or if they're going in a different direction. You stop asking yourself whether you measure up to standards and guidelines and rules and regulations and other people's opinions and social media and your mom, your dad. You get older and you're like, this is what I want. And, you know, it really does not matter. You realize that you're mortal and that you don't have all the time in the world. In your youth, you don't think about those things. But as you get older, you start to think about those things and you stop wasting it and you really just stop caring. So on the other end of my marriage, I was like, okay, I can date. Like, I don't need to be looking for a relationship. I don't need to assume that anyone who looks my way wants to freaking walk down the aisle with me or be in a relationship with me. I can have fun and I can allow dating to be what it is, whether that's sex or it's not sex, whether that's, you know, going out or it's not going out, you know, if it's just, you know, conversations via text or whatever it is. If I'm comfortable with it as a single woman, I can do what I want to do. There's only one problem. You know, there's that nature thing. And that's what we default to naturally. I am a nurturer. It is who I am. Outside of, oh, well, you were married for so long, that's all you know. No, it's not just that. That is who Shantae is as a person. When I was a little girl, I would treat my dolls like they were human beings. Like, I've always been one who wanted to take care of other people. So even in my experience dating, I defaulted to being someone's girlfriend. I'm going to cook. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And it wasn't just fun anymore. it was like a relationship without the title of a relationship or the conversation of a relationship or the understanding that two people even want to be in a relationship. So I find myself frustrated. So then I would back. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing this right. But something in me would always be like, I don't need, but it felt right to be in partnership with one person and to want that one person to only want me. Not saying that that's abnormal or that it's wrong, but we're talking about freedom in dating, right? So there, those are two different conversations. There can be a woman who is literally just out there dating and having fun and not thinking about whether or not this dude is supposed to be her man. Then there can be a woman who is dating strictly for the purpose of marriage or a long-term monogamous relationship. Those can be two separate conversations. Both people are who they are, and those lifestyle choices are completely fine and fair because they're their lifestyle choices. But I think for me, the issue was those things were conflated and I wasn't clear with what I was doing and the purpose for which I was doing it. So I found myself saying or thinking that I was doing one thing and it turning into something completely different because I wasn't clear. So when someone came along and asked me to be his girlfriend, I said, yes. Why are you saying yes, sis? You're just dating. What? Girlfriend? And I felt like, oh, well, it's long distance, so it won't be too difficult to maintain. But I'm not that girl. So I'm not going to have someone who I'm in a relationship with another state and I'm having sex with people here while he's not. That's not who I am. So I'm faithful to you. I'm committed to you. But why? When I said that I was just supposed to be dating, what is it? I'm going somewhere with this. You guys know me. The purpose of this is not to kick anybody's back in. I'm going to be honest and I'm going to be true. And again, if you don't want to be a part of my story, maybe you shouldn't have done what you did. I can't control that. But what I can control is what I say here because this is my shit. Amen, somebody? Okay. So I began to ask myself why I was doing something that I know I did not necessarily want to do and why I was so comfortable with putting my own needs aside for somebody else's. I'm stopping because I know somebody said amen right there. Like, it was not about what was happening. It was about the fact that this is not even what you said that you wanted. You said that you wanted to meet people. You said you wanted to have fun. Like, you're coming off the heels of this decade of a marriage and trying to figure out who you are and what you like and what you don't like and what your life looks like independent of a spouse. And then you connect yourself with somebody else on a serious level. And it began to be just snowball. One thing, because self-betrayal, friends, is the fastest way to depress yourself. Like, if you deal with any type of mental health issues, we don't get the luxury of not taking care of ourselves. And self-betrayal for me was like, I don't even know. I can't even really put into words what it did for my psyche. It tore me down. And it was subconsciously. It wasn't about this other person. Well, it was kind of about this other person. We're going to get to that. It was about the fact that I was doing something for the purpose of somebody else and not being true to myself. Did I care about this person? Yes. That was not in question. But what I was doing was not what I said that I wanted to do. And it was not for me. It was because I was asked to, because I was bullied into it, because I was backed into a corner. And now here I am. And I never even wanted to be in a relationship. I didn't. But there was a part of me that didn't know how to stand up for myself in that way. So when I say that I was not comfortable coming into this studio and recording this show, how could I? I told you guys that no was a complete sentence. I put it on a sweatshirt. I sold it to you. Literally. And now I'm going to just pretend as though I don't know what that means. I don't know how to tell somebody, no, this is not what I want. Because not only is no a complete sentence, we get to change our minds at any given moment. At any given moment, you can change your mind. You can sign up for something and then decide, you know what? I thought this is not working for me. And I'm going to go in another direction. At any time, people do it all of the time. We buy something from Macy's, oh, whatever, Nordstrom, because, you know, they have great return policies. So you're like, damn, oh, shit, this says that I have 90 days to return this. It's day 101. I'm just going to try. So you go to Nordstrom with the receipt. Hey, you know, I got this. I know your return policy is 90 days, but I forgot about it. It still has the tags on it. It's been in the closet. I loved it when I purchased it, but I really don't want it. Oh, no problem. Here you go. You know, would you like to put that back on the card that you use? You get to change your mind, and we do it all of the time. You get to decide whether it's in the beginning, in the middle, at the end. If it's not working for you, this isn't working for me, and I don't want to do this anymore. So I said, okay, Shantae, did you forget that no is a complete sentence? Did you forget that you can change your mind? Did you forget that you get to stand up for yourself? Did you forget that if something does not serve you, you can walk away from it? Pause again. You can walk away. You should walk away. Please walk away. I implore you to walk away. I beseech you to walk away from anything, any person, any job, any family member, anything that no longer serves you. I don't care who it is. I don't care what it is. I don't care if they've been around for 2 hours or 200 years. I do not care. And I'm being exaggeratory on purpose. It doesn't matter. If it no longer serves you, you walk away from it. Okay, so where are all these things, Shantae? You're in the midst of this situation that you don't want to be in, and you're forgetting all that you know. You're forgetting all of the work that you've done. All of the work that you've done on yourself to get just to this point has completely gone out of the window because you are betraying yourself by being somewhere that you don't want to be. Then, to boot, it turned around to be completely toxic and unhealthy. And just imagine that on top of, because even if it was a fantastic, amazing, loving relationship, if I didn't want to be in it, it would still be self-betrayal. But it was me not wanting to be in it and just saying yes for the sake of this other person. And then it also being emotionally abusive and toxic. So just imagine the kerfuffle that I was in. And it was so hard for me to see myself in a light of confidence, forgiveness, any of those positive, wonderful things that I've been preaching about for 18 episodes. I couldn't, because I'm like, who am I? And I know that there are people who have this story and who can bear witness to this. Like, I didn't even know who I was anymore. I didn't even recognize myself. Literally, I felt as though I had lost myself within the confines of this relationship because I was suffocated in it. I was smothered in it. Everything that I did was for this other person, and I did not know what it was that was important to me because I continuously put those things on the back burner. So maybe this will make it a little bit more sense to you as to why I haven't been here in 5 months. So I say all of that to say, don't do it. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. It's not worth it. It is a cost that I am not willing, nor can I afford to pay. I have two daughters who are looking to me for guidance. I can't. And I mean, it's not anything that I need to, you know, expound upon. Like, If you're a parent, even if you're not, you get it. Like, these are children. They have me as their mother. They don't have a backup plan. They don't have an alternate. They don't have an understudy. Like, it's me. And if I'm not getting it right, I'll be damned first. I will die first. I will literally lay my life down first. And I'm not joking at all. I can't fuck them up. I won't do it. I won't show them anything outside of positivity and love and what boundaries look like. And if that means that they see me single and alone, I'm okay with that too. Someone asked me, do you want to get married again? And I was like, that's an interesting question. Not that I've never thought about it, but it looks different now. Because there was once upon a time when I placed so much of my worth and my value into being someone's wife. It made me feel like I was something or like I was somebody, that title. And once I learned that I alone am enough, that changed. So does it change how I feel about marriage and the sanctity of marriage? No. I think marriage is beautiful. And if it were right, absolutely, I would do it again. But I would never sacrifice myself again just to say that I'm somebody's wife. And I couldn't say that maybe 10, 15 years ago. So my thought on it has changed. Whereas some people are like, I can't even imagine myself not getting married. And that's okay. But baby, please do not sacrifice your well-being and your happiness just for somebody. Because the majority of us could have somebody. We could get some. It's not that. I mean, at least the women that I know who are single, the women that I know who are single are not single because they cannot find anybody to be with. The women that I know who are single, they're single because they're not willing to settle. Yes, queen, because no, that's not it. That's not it. It's not it for you to just be like, oh, he likes me. Okay, so yes, we go together. What is your upbringing like? What is your emotional maturity level? Have you done the work? Have you worked through all of the trauma that you experienced? What is your credit score? What kind of job do you have? What are you bringing to the table that I already own? Don't fucking play with me. No, what do you bring to the table? Bitch, I own the table. Are you kidding me? What are you bringing to it? And those are the questions that have to be asked. And it's not a game of, oh my God, he's so cute and the sex is so good and he just pays me so much attention and he texts me good morning, beautiful every day. Bitch, keep your text messages. Not at 39. I can't speak to somebody else's experience, but at 39, it's not enough. It's not enough. So for the women who I know, love all of y'all, because it is so dope to be in a position to be like, I have my own and I'm good. Do I get lonely sometimes? Do I wish that I had a partner? Do I wish that I had a companion? Would I like to get married? Absolutely. But I'm not bringing anybody into my house just because I need to say that I have a man. No, ma'am. No, sir. I'll do this shit on my own. If I'm going to break my back and to pay bills and bend over backwards and do cartwheels and backflips and jump through hoops and leap over walls, I'm going to do so by my damn self. I'm not doing that with a grown ass man in my space. That doesn't make sense. It is the antithesis of everything that I know to be true about human relationship and life. And that's why I was fucking miserable. I was depressed. I would go to therapy. And this is just fun fact. Therapist knows none of this. I have a session tomorrow. This should be fun. And she would be like, what is wrong? I can't even, like, I was so deeply depressed. And it was so, so very bad. It was the first time that I have ever had suicidal thoughts. And I could not make the connection between why I was so deep and dark and low. And I didn't know. It's like, oh, yeah, because you're betraying yourself by being with this person, sis. I really hope that this helps somebody, that somebody hearing this knows you don't have to settle ever. You don't have to settle. And I like to make things that I say go transcend different. Like, it's not just about relationships. You don't have to settle in a job. You don't have to settle at all. Walk away if it doesn't serve you. Period. I don't care. I don't care if, and well, I've known him for 20 years and she's been my friend for 30 years and he's, I don't care. I don't care. You are better off when you walk away from things that are no longer a mutual benefit. You getting your shit off, you benefit so much more than I do. Why am I here? I deserve reciprocity. I deserve something, at least a level playing field. At least a level playing field. I have thoughts on what I deserve from my mate because of what my ex-husband brought to my life. So the bar is high, if we're being honest. It truly is. But even outside of that, it at least got to be level, my dude. Like, you can't drag me down. Not at this point in the game. It costs more than I can afford. It is way too pricey. There is no option for that. That is where we are just to wrap up everything that was said, that is where we are. I am on the other side of that. I am, you know, back focused and working on myself out of that relationship and very, very happy to be out of that relationship. It was literally like somebody just lifted a weight off of my shoulders and I was able to be like, damn, girl, you were suffocating. Like, you literally were like, you couldn't breathe. And it just feels so good. It feels so good for the energy in my mind to be clear and for me to just be focusing on myself and my kids. And I know that that's cliche and we hear it all the time. And, you know, self-care is something that's been thrown around the internet back and forth and forth and back. And boundaries, too. The word boundaries is just thrown around. And when things become a buzzword, sometimes we forget the efficacy of establishing boundaries for real and not just saying it because it sounds good in a caption. Like, it, you know, I hope that that's not the case. I love when things become, when things are brought, when awareness is brought to things and things become, you know, a normal term versus like, oh, just something you would hear in therapy. I think that's fantastic. But let's actually use them and not just say it and not just know the definition of words, but actually be in a position where we start to apply these things to our lives. So, yes, your girl made a big old mistake. And I realize a couple of things. Not only does no one owe me anything, I don't owe anybody anything. So let me go back to the first point. No one owes me anything, meaning I am beyond the point of asking someone to change for me. If you show up this way, then I can either meet you there or I can walk in a different direction. My asking of you to change is not love. That's control. It's manipulation. We got to call things what they are. If you show up in a blue jacket, and I don't like blue jackets, then I should go find somebody who wears red jackets. And I simplify it and I say it in jest, but I'm serious. I can't. I'm beyond that point. You don't owe me that. You are who you are, and I get to accept it or I get to move. That's it. So not only does no one owe me anything, I don't owe anybody anything. I live in Georgia. Georgia is an at-will state, meaning that I can be employed today and unemployed tomorrow. My employer does not have to give me a reason. They do not have to give me an explanation. They don't even have to give me a freaking goodbye or nothing. It could literally go from me having a full-time job to being in the unemployment line. Yep. My life is at will. Mm-hmm. I choose what I choose because I chose it, and I don't have to explain to you or anybody else why I choose what I choose. You are a grown-up. You can choose what you want for your life, and I can choose what I want for my life, and therein lies no reason for explanation because we're grown. So I don't need to I don't need to write a dissertation nor a thesis on why I decided to separate myself from this person. It doesn't matter to me what you think. You know, yes, Chrisette. She did her good writing. Blame it on me. So tell them it's my fault. Tell them I left you outside. Tell them I cheated on you. Tell them whatever you want to tell them as long as it's over. Seriously, that's all I care about. I don't care what you tell people. I don't care if you make me the villain. I don't care if you make me the bad guy. I don't care if you lie. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you make yourself into the victim who was right 100% of the time and perfect. And I don't care. I don't care. It doesn't make me a difference. You don't owe me to be anybody other than who you are. And I don't owe you an explanation on why I walked away. You see how easy it is? No, it's not easy. No, it's not easy. Because some of y'all is right here sitting next to the person that don't belong sharing your space. So I know it's not easy, but it could be. It could be, because we make decisions like that all of the time. And you're like, oh, Shantae, returning a pair of shoes is not the same as leaving a relationship. Why isn't it? Why isn't it? That's the problem. That is the problem. You get to say no. That is the problem. You get to change your mind. That is the problem. You do not have to sacrifice yourself for another person. That's the problem, that you don't feel like it's just that simple. And then ask yourself the reasons why you're holding on. Yeah, we're here now. We're here. We are here today. We're here. And if you're mad, and if you know what I'm saying, if you can't say amen, just say out. Shit, I don't know. But that's the problem. Because there have been times in your life where you let things go. What's this? What makes this any different? Ask yourself that. Ask yourself. Because sometimes we end up in shit. Yes, sometimes we make bad decisions. People fool us. You know, they show up as a wolf in sheep's clothing or a sheep and whatever, however the saying goes. And we don't know. Like, oh, damn, well, I thought this was this. And oh, my goodness, this is that. Okay, ask yourself, why are you still there? Why don't you value yourself enough to let go of something that's not good for you? Why? That's the question that's to be asked. Not why is this person the way they are? Because again, that person doesn't owe you to change. And I'm not, okay, let me be clear. I'm not saying that relationships don't go through things and people don't change, right? But even in that, they do so because they want to. If you're a person who yells and I'm like, oh, I hate when you yell. I just want you to stop yelling. And then you don't stop yelling or you don't. It's like, OK, this is who you are. Can I deal with someone who yells? Can I be with someone who does whatever it is? It's you get to ask yourself why you're still in that. I think we focus so much on what the other person does that we don't like, that we want to shift. No, you just have to know. Literally, letter by letter, chapter and verse, what it is that you want, what it is that's important to you, and anything outside of that, run. I'm talking Asics, Nike, Adidas, Reebok, whatever it is that you put on your feet, run, baby, because it's not going to change. People are who they are. Can people change? Yes, of course people can change. I'm not saying that people don't possess the capability to change. What I'm saying is you should know what it is that you want out of a relationship. And if it doesn't look like that, know that you are doing yourself a disservice. That's it. You're doing yourself a disservice and you deserve better. You deserve everything that you want. Oh, well, I don't know, Shantae. I just feel like maybe my standards are too high. And, you know, maybe everything that I think that I can have, you know, is just out of my reach. And I should just probably, you know, I mean, that's on the list, but I could probably take it. That's not that important. The devil is a liar. It's not true. It's not true. It's the excuse that we make for ourselves so that we can settle. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. And what is the worst thing that can happen? You're by yourself. You're not in a relationship. Are you going to fucking die? This other person doesn't define you as a woman, as a man, as a human being. Your worth is not predicated upon whether or not somebody wants you. Fuck them. Want yourself. Love yourself. Treat yourself. Buy yourself. Shop for yourself. do for yourself. Sex? Okay, you can't do that part. Sex? Sex is not a reason to connect yourself with somebody on a in a long term. But that's not it. You can have sex if that's what you want to do. If that's what it is that you're looking for, your loins are hot. Okay, get your fix. But this is your person? Because what? No. I am coming against all of it. Coming against all of the bullshit and all of the fuckery. Because at the end of the day, we got to start telling ourselves the truth. We're able to stay in situations. Again, I'm talking situations, jobs, friendships, relationships with opposite sex or same sex, you know, depending on your preference. We're able to stay because we lie to ourselves. We lie. Oh, you know, he didn't really mean it like that. He's just having a bad day. Then the next day and the next day. And then, nigga, you having a bad year? What the fuck? Like, it's not, you have to stop. And sometimes you have to acknowledge that this is who this person is. And then ask yourself, can I deal with it? Do I deserve to deal with it? Do I want more for my life? Am I okay with this? Am I okay with my children seeing this? Like, there has to be a series of questions, but it all starts with you and your worth. The conversation of worth is where it all begins. All of it. I believe like toward maybe, I guess it was, I don't know, it was between episode 1 and 4. I was just talking about value and perceived value. And I think I made an analogy about a Honda versus, I can't even remember what it was, but it is what it is. It is what it is. Oh, yeah, I was talking about handbags. Of course, I was talking about handbags. Gucci does not care that you cannot afford their bags. You're not walking into Phipps, into the Gucci store, to negotiate that $6,000 bag and haggle them. You're not doing it. This is the price tag. Do you got it? You Amex? Cash? How you paying? Like, do you have it or don't you? If you don't, Coach is literally right down the hallway. It's not a problem. It's not that you don't have to, that you, you know, you should not have a handbag. You can carry a handbag. It just won't be this one. Go get the $228 handbag that is within your budget. It's okay because this is your budget. Your budget is for the basic bottom bitch, and that's okay. I'm not her. So go find something that you can afford within your budget. And I'm not talking about money. I hope y'all following me. Whatever your budget is, you can yell, you can raise your voice, you cannot come home, you can drink too much, you can, you know what I'm saying? You can do that within your, that's your budget. Okay, find somebody who's within that. That's not this. So you always have options. You just have to know. And if you're a woman who knows that X, Y, and Z are not acceptable, baby, why are you dealing with X, Y, and Z? Why? Ask yourself that. That's it. That's it. I'm wrapping up. I am literally about to wrap. I just want y'all seriously to sit and just ask yourself why you would ever put up with something that's less than what you deserve. Why? There's no need. There's no. And we all, again, here I am telling you right here, first partaker, I literally made a mistake. And it's not about making the mistake. It's how you recover. How you recover. Don't make something that has to, you know, don't allow something to be longer of a lesson than it has to be. Because I learned a lot from that situation. I can't even front. I really did. But the biggest lesson that I learned is, oh, you've done a lot of work. Because guess what? Old, unhealed Shantae, oh, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I would still be in that because I would be more concerned about what he thought and how he felt than what I deserved and what I needed for myself. And it's not always super, super bad or negative. Sometimes it just doesn't work. Like I've spoken about my marriage on this podcast before. Like my ex-husband and I are the best. He is a great person. It was not catastrophic. It just didn't work. You get to walk away from those situations too. You get to walk. You get to say, you know what? I deserve to make X amount of money a year and I'm not making that at this job. So it's been real. I wish you all the best. But I'm going to go where I'm valued. I'm going to go where I'm getting what I deserve. And that's really, you know, that's all that I have to say. I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but I did want to make sure that you guys were in the know. I'm so happy to be back. Yeah, I wanted to be honest, of course, and open and let you guys know exactly what it was that was going on with me. And the reason why I've been gone for 5 months. I feel like if you've invested anything into this podcast, then you at least deserve that. So I've taken little breaks here and there, but never that long. And that was just not something that I could just come back and start recording and act like it wasn't 5 months in between episodes. So again, I love you so much. I hope that this has helped in some kind of way, shape or form. You know, be sure to follow me _ I am Shantae, Chanta _ on Instagram. The podcast is tays.tidbits on Instagram. I love you guys for listening. I appreciate you for rocking with me. Any feedback that you want to give, I would love to hear it. I always love to hear you guys' feedback. I hope that you have a good week, and I hope that something within you has been elevated, just if even if it's just a bit, to know that you are worthy of the very best. The very best. Not subpar, not lukewarm, the very best. Yeah, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself. Take care of somebody. Reach out to somebody. Text them. Call them. Tell them you love them. Be there for somebody. Lend a hand, an ear, a shoulder. Forgive somebody. Forgive yourself. We're going to talk about that. We've talked about forgiveness and self-forgiveness, but we're going to get back into it and why it's important on another episode. But yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. I promise you, you do. Your birthright. It is your birthright just by you being here. Sheer existence gives you access to everything that you deserve. You just have to know that you deserve it, and you have to believe that you deserve it. And that's really just it. Love you guys, and I will see you back here in 2 weeks for episode 19. Peace. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook it raw with the Brooklyn Boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roar. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise. Who you know fresher than whole? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lurking at. Can't none of y'all mirror me back. Yeah, hear me rap, it's like Angie rapping his prime. I'm Young H.O. Raps great.